California's big fiscal crisis is going on and on. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger told lawmakers in a special session yesterday that the state needed $4.5 billion in spending cuts and about that same amount in new taxes. Today, a federal judge is telling the state to hand over millions to start fixing the state's deeply troubled prison health care system. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Judy Campbell reports.
2 years ago, federal Judge Thelton Henderson took control of California's prison medical system away from the state. At the time, he said an inmate a week was dying in California prisons of neglect or incompetence. Here, at San Quentin State Prison, court reports detailed antiquated, unsanitary conditions. There were exam rooms with no sinks and no alcohol. Now, there's construction on a new medical building.
It'll be a 55-bed facility, which will take the place of the facility that we're currently utilizing.
San Quentin's Samuel Robinson says there are many changes to health care at San Quentin designed to bring this prison up to federal constitutional levels of care. The problem is, this is the only prison in the state where anything like this is happening.
That's one prison out of 33.
Prison health receiver Clark Kelso was appointed by Judge Henderson to oversee the prison medical system. He says progress is being made at San Quentin and system-wide. So far, there have been improvements, such as filling vast vacancies of medical staff. But Kelso says there's a lot of work left to be done, and he says he needs $8 billion to do it.
I'm building essentially nursing homes for 10,000 prisoners. This is not a fancy, expensive hospital. The reason the dollars are so high is because the number of patients is that high.
But in the middle of a state and national economic crisis, the idea of a federal court demanding the state cough up $8 billion for prison health care has rankled some.
We'd have to take it from school children or from the university or from the highway patrol. We have to take it from somebody. It's not there.
That's California Attorney General Jerry Brown, who, representing the state, is refusing to hand the money over. He says the court receiver hasn't proved why he needs so much money when the state has already increased spending on prison health.
The receiver, who's totally in charge, is saying, we're not making any progress. Well, how can you not make progress when you're paying more than the cost of health care on the outside?
Brown is demanding specific construction plans so state officials can determine whether they comply with the federal law that allows judges to order only the minimum improvements needed to protect prisoners' constitutional rights. But Receiver Kelso says plans were drawn up with state officials, and Governor Schwarzenegger has twice asked the state legislature to approve bonds to cover the cost. Both times, the legislature rejected those bonds.
This is something that state leaders have gotten the state into over a long period of time.
Receiver Clark Kelso.
They've recognized that it's unconstitutional. They're just unwilling to pay the bill. And there does come a point when federal constitutional requirements simply have to be met.
Today, the judge will consider a motion to stay the contempt of court hearings against Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and the state controller. If he denies that motion and the state fails to pay a $250 million installment for health care, the judge is expected to rule that contempt hearings will begin next week. For NPR News, I'm Judy Campbell in San Francisco.